It is episode 35 of the Catching Up podcast with Connor and Nick. And today we're talking about a ton of layoffs happened across the media industry and a few other companies, including some here in Seattle. And so we wanted to provide you some advice on our experience of being fired and being laid off and some of the things you can do to help move on to your next venture. We also talked about all these big companies in 2018 that raised the largest venture capital rounds, and were there any surprises to us? That leads into the conversation of our outlook on the startup ecosystem for 2019. And then Nick checks in from Boise on the road with his learnings and lessons and the places that he's going the next couple of weeks. We have Founders Live in Zimbabwe happening on today, Friday, January 25th. And Founders Live Seattle happening next Thursday, January 31st. Thank you for joining us here every week on the Catching Up podcast with Connor and Nick. Please enjoy episode 35. Nick, it is another week and another Friday, meaning another episode of the Catching Up podcast. How are you doing today?
Hey, I'm doing well. Doing well, just sitting outside. It's another sunny day here in Boise, Idaho.
I can hear the birds chirping behind you, and it just put this, like, beautiful imagery in my mind about, like, wow, Nick must just be, like, in this beautiful outdoor setting right now. That's way better. Whenever I go outside, there's always, like, planes and all this and sirens and all this city noise. It just feels like you're, like, out in nature right now.
I wouldn't say full nature, but it is a quieter – it's a quieter city, and the birds are – they are out. So, it's been pleasant, my man.
That's awesome. So, how was your week, Nick?
Yeah, it's good. It's good. Little tidbits here. So, we had Founders Live Boise a couple nights ago, which was great. Just well attended. Obviously, things are on the up here for Boise. And so, I would say, you know, mission accomplished and job well done here. We got things rolling and moving, but also as we speak, man, it's happening in Harare, Zimbabwe right now. So
really?
they are literally having their Founders Live event right now. It's like 7 p.m. over there right now.
That's kind of like crazy just to think about, right? It's 9 in the morning here. And we're kind of like just getting their day started, and it's Friday night in Zimbabwe. And, that's so cool that, like, that community's coming together. So how are you checking in with those city leaders? Like, how does that communication work? And, I mean, how about you just talk about how you connected with somebody in Zimbabwe to put on this event?
Yeah, we have some partnerships over there that formed in the middle of the summer. And so through that came a introduction to, you know, there's some innovation hubs and basically like really cool co-working spaces and communities that have their own, you know, kind of like the impact hubs and things like that nature that are all over the world. There's things called innovation hubs. And so we've been introduced to a number of people in various countries that are a part, like they maybe run those venues or communities. And so in Zimbabwe, you know, we got connected and just, you know, again, it's like, here's what's going on. Here's what we want to bring to your city. Do you want to be a part of it? And usually they say yes. And so we get moving with them. And so, yeah, this is the second event that is taking place in Harare, which is a very large city in Zimbabwe. And they capped it at 100, and they were sold out for probably 2 weeks, maybe a week and a half.
Wow.
And so they're ready to take it to a new location and actually like expand the amount of people. But, you know, we communicate, you know, we have a Slack channel. We have, obviously, I email with them, as well as we have like monthly city leader calls to just keep on pace and keep up to date. It's starting to become, I mean, there's some organization and some layers that I need to start putting in place for our inner operations and city leader teams, because it's starting to get a lot more. I mean, we're not talking about 5 or 10 people. We're talking about 30, 35, 40 people. So
yeah,
that's not it's not easy.
Definitely. And so where can we go watch this event? Is it live streaming yet, or?
They are. That's one of the things we were working on this morning. And I believe, so the last I know is they should be now, right now, live on Founders Live, our Facebook page. I haven't checked in the last, 10, 20 minutes, but you will be able to find a video. Hopefully it's on our Facebook page. And if you're listening to this later, if you just go to our Facebook page, you should be able to see some of those events that are happening, especially in Africa.
Okay, cool. I'll definitely go check that out because that's just so exciting. I'd love to see that and be able to share. You should definitely post like an exclusive on whoever wins that event. I think that would just be cool to find out through there. But awesome. So we got a couple topics here today, and I will lead it off with it was kind of crazy week here in the news, and a bunch of companies made a ton of layoffs, including RealSelf, which has kind of been touted as one of the best companies to work for their like really employee-centric environment and HR policies. But Digital Media had a huge cut this week. Refinery 29 laid off 10%. Huffington Post laid off 7%. BuzzFeed laid off 50%. The delivery company Munchery fully like shut down. And so it led me to the idea, because I have experience with this, just about advice for people, whether they got fired or laid off. Like, do you have any advice or experience that you can reflect on to share with our audience about some of those experiences?
Man, yeah, it's too bad. It's too bad to see this. Some of it is normal, and some of it is probably a state of the times. And I think we're entering probably a more difficult, I think 2019 through 2020 is going to dip a little bit. So maybe this is a leading indicator. But, in terms of advice, I mean, the simplest thing I can say is just hit the ground running with something else and create momentum in your life in a different direction. And whether that's, if you've been thinking about starting your own thing, I think you're a good example of, you just were like, bam, I'm going to go do this. And, in a way, if I experienced this a couple, probably two to three years ago, I really hit the ground. And that was one of those energetic bursts of energy, of momentum for Founders Live. So I think, I would just say, whatever it is, whatever direction you need to go, use that momentum and use this experience as a catalyst to go right into the next thing. Do not spend too much time being pissed off and wallowing in any sort of sadness, because that's only going to drag you down.
Yeah, totally. And I have plenty of experiences with getting laid off and kind of unexpectedly being punched in the gut by some of this news. I remember my first job out of college, I was a recruiter out in Bellevue, and they pretty much said that they weren't going to promote me into the sales leadership role, and that either I could stay in my position or I could leave. And after being there for 18 months and it being my first professional job, it was just such a shock. And relating to your point, like, I just acted really quickly. I was actually recruiting a job for Microsoft in the retail stores. And that like same day I submitted myself for this retail job, which then really set the course of a lot of the stuff I'm doing, because all the experience I got in that retail job doing personal training led into my startup ecosystem space. And then here into Find Me in Seattle, like provided such a foundation for what I'm doing. And I think about that time that you and I worked together at Notice, mm-hmm. and after you got let go from the company with pretty much the entire rest of the team as well, that's when we started the show back mm-hmm. when we used to do it on Google Hangouts. I can't even remember what the show was called. It wasn't called Catching Up, but yeah, you and I did like 40 episodes on Google Hangouts.
Yeah, and you think about that. It's just these. If you allow them to, these events are catalysts to move you forward, pushing you into a place that you need. It has to happen, and you can't just like wait. No, I'll do that next month or next year. And if anyone's dealing with that stuff, just jump right into the project that you were thinking about doing. that free time that you'll have. And yes, of course, if you need to go pay bills, then you got to figure how that's going to happen. But that time that you have that is now in your full-time day, you can, you know, you can grind for a week or two and get a ton accomplished, where before it was like, oh, I'm working on a side thing, and it just, well, that would take months and months and months to get any sort of traction going.
Yeah. And one other point I wanted to make, and I like what you said about having something and trying to really quickly dive into it a little bit, even if it's like a fun passion project of like, you have something to build at your home, or you need to like decorate a room. Just really like getting your mind focused on being productive in some other area is really important. And the point that I wanted to make with this entire topic was just to show the importance that everyone nowadays with social media doesn't have a responsibility, but we all have the opportunity to be creating content and posting and engaging with the community online to help you out with these transitions.
Yeah.
When I left Notice in December 2017, it was very easy to transition because for the previous year, I had been working on Find Me in Seattle and building up a personal brand there. So it was just very easy to wake up the next day and be like, screw it. I'm still just going to go create content and do stories about the city because it was part of my routine and I had a little bit of an audience. Yeah. And so utilizing things like LinkedIn, like if you're doing anything special within your field of business, like LinkedIn's such a great place to go educate people and build a community, because if you get laid off, if you have all these people that you've been teaching about your job or providing information, you've built this extra network where you can go and find where the next opportunity is going to be.
Exactly. Well, let's transition to, you know, you're talking about the state of the, you know, industry and media specifically, but man, last year there was some major rounds of funding. And, you know, I guess if you want to tee that up a little bit, but what are your thoughts on, you know, these large, huge rounds of funding?
Yeah. So this is stemming from an article back, I think it came in the beginning of 2019 here. And they said the top 10 biggest funding rounds of 2018. And it was headlined by Epic Games, who runs Fortnite. They raised $1.25 billion. Uber raised another $1 billion. Jewel Labs raised $1 billion. But some of the biggest ones, I think the biggest success is going to be here is that company Katerra, which I hadn't even heard of, but they raised $800 million on a $3 billion valuation. I just think construction and building has a lot of opportunity. There's so many cities, there's so many places to build. Real estate is usually going to do pretty well as long as there's not a big investment. But really, the big surprise to me here is Peloton raising $500 million, putting them at a $5 billion valuation, and they've raised $1 billion. And Peloton, I get it that there's all these people riding, all these people buying $2,000 bikes, but I'm just not sure. I'm not convinced that this is something that's here to stay, and it's not just like a fitness fad right now. But shout out to those guys who've raised all that money. I'm sure lots of people have made a ton of money off these fundraising rounds. But I just think that one might not be something that in the long term is going to play out very well.
It's an I don't know, man. I'm torn here, but I'm going to have to go with. If you look at the 2018 global VC industry in the trends, there was huge record set in the sense of were tremendous amount of money. I saw one stat that was about $100 billion in venture capital, you know, raised. I saw another stat that put it about 300. So that's like a 3x difference. And I'm not sure that was Crunchbase on the 300. And I'm not sure what they're including there with that global, because some of that's reported in a way that's different. But regardless, the large, incredibly large rounds of funding are way up. So that's skewing the numbers. And then the seed stage is shrinking. And that's what bothers me. And, you know, we talk a lot about making it easier and getting more early stage companies funded. Like, that is what it's all about. And if we're going to have more billions of dollars pushed towards the series C, D, and H, and having Uber raise another $1 billion, where, you know, that $1 billion could have really, really impacted, you know, hundreds, if not thousands, of early stage companies. And that's what bothers me, is when you look at how much these large checks, how many are going to very, very large, or very, very few companies are raising a shit ton of money. And then all the early stage ones are scrambling and scrapping and just trying to raise $1 million or $2 million or whatever. So there's a lot more going on that, and it's way more complicated than I'm explaining it right now, but that's what bothers me. And it's just frustrating to see another freaking billion or $2 billion going to one company.
Yeah, I totally agree. And I think this kind of relates to the greediness. I remember a topic we talked about maybe last November with kind of the Ponzi scheme concept, mm-hmm. where people who are raising, they're raising this $1 billion, and there are people who are skimming 20% off the top there. Right. And so that's $200 million that there's people that $200 million of that is probably just going straight into people's pockets. And so this is just a very, I'm very skeptical about why this money is being raised. But I think this is a good transition point into your other topic with, you know, what is your outlook for 2019 for the ecosystem of startups? If all of this money is going to big companies, how do you think that plays out for us smaller guys?
Yeah, it's, you know, I think it's an intriguing topic, and I'm not going to pretend I don't know the future. I think a lot has, dude, there, I don't know, man, we're sitting at this weird balance right now. And the world, dude, the government is on what, 36, 37, 38 days. I don't know what the heck it is. The shutdown of the U.S. government is really starting to affect a lot of things. And then you look at just like, even before the shutdown, the market was teetering. You know, around Christmas time, we saw a lot of movement in the global markets. And then you look at the funding, how we've kind of hit. Look, ever since the kind of the recession in 2008, so basically about 10 years, we've seen an uptick. And I mean, it's been a gradual, and then it started to rise. We've seen a pretty much an expansion. So with all that said, you know, is 2019 the year it starts to really pull back? And I would suggest that it probably is going to be, given all the things that are happening. And so I think, you know, we're not going to see a drastic drop. I don't think you should be worried if you're an early stage startup. I think you should focus on business and growth. And if you have a great concept and you are seeing traction in the market and you have a solid team, you're going to get funded. And so there is money out there. That's not a worry, but I think we are going to see a pullback. And so I think when we end the year 2019, things will start to deflate a little bit. That's probably good. I hope that what happens is it's more, you know, more $500,000 and $1 million checks are being written versus the $1 billion ones. Maybe those slow down because of the drop in the downturn. So I don't know. I don't think it's doomsday, but I think it's going to be more difficult to raise money in 6 months or a year than it is right now.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. I mean, I'm a little skeptical. I think the economic forecast is kind of balancing out. I think the last couple of years it's been extremely inflated, and yeah. So times have been very good, and I don't think necessarily we're going back into like recession 2008 times, but I do think we're going a little bit more back to normality. And yeah, unfortunately, I think they're all the VCs and people writing checks are just putting money in these bigger companies because I think it's they're safer bets. And that's an unfortunate circumstance of what's going on in the market. And possibly that is from experience in previous generations of technology and how fundraising goes. But Yeah, my outlook is it was interesting. When I went to Google what some other experts were saying, a lot of people are talking about Asia. Like, Asia is the next frontier. And that's where a lot of the money's going and a lot of the innovation is happening and the expectations are. But I just think that startup investing is getting so diversified now. And I came across this article in July that says the next startup hub is everywhere. And that would be my prediction for 2019 is, yeah, Silicon Valley is the champion. They're running the show and they're driving everything. But I think now just the ecosystem has become so much more broad because every city, I mean, before we talked about Tulsa, Oklahoma, as cities trying to have some innovation and some technology growth within their sector. And so I think now with the ability to work remote, that the startup tech ecosystem is going to become more of at least national, if not global, connected ecosystem, opposed to just, you know, a few cities that are really innovating. And I think you're seeing that the most as you're on this adventure this year. Yep. You are exploring all of these cities, meeting all of these people, and really like finding the roots of the startup ecosystems kind of all across the country and the world.
Oh, totally. Look, I'm in Boise, Idaho right now. And I mean, we, you know, of course it's not as dense as Seattle, but look, we had a great event the other night, and it's, you can just feel the spark and you can feel it's going to continue. And, you know, our hope with Founders Live is that, you know, kind of tying it back into what we were talking about is, look, this is not about creating an idea and just trying to pitch to investors and trying to get investment money. This is about creating unique ideas that you can grow, and you have there's a profit model around it, and it's a sustainable and growth business. And of course, if you're successful or yes, you can raise money from investors. But, you know, when you look at, when you look at Boise and you look at, now I'm going to go down to, you know, California, and, you know, there's great ecosystems there. And then I'll go over to Austin, and then I'll go up to Denver and Boulder. I mean, those are all like great pockets of startups and ecosystems. But they're really, you know, I'll spend a little time in San Francisco in the next couple of weeks. But outside of that, I'm not in quote Silicon Valley. We're all over the world. And it is, I do agree that the next, you know, Silicon Valley is everywhere. And, you know, our hope with Founders Live is to tie that together and promote solid business, not go pitch and, you know, live off of investment capital. That is, we're seeing that that is not, you know, that's a lot of facade. And so I'll tie it into, you know, the final topic is, you know, just kind of touching on the latest lesson that I discovered. So, I mean, this is crazy, and I won't go into too much detail, but when I pushed out my announcement a couple weeks ago, I had a lot of people return, you know, just respond back to me and outreach. And I was like very, you know, just very humbled. And it was really cool that these people that I've never met that know who I am or have gotten my messages or seen on Founders Live, they reached out to me and said, hey, this is awesome. You know, if you need a spot, and actually this specific one, you know, basically I pretty much found where I'm going to live in Austin. I mean, this guy's like, you got a roof, man. Like, and I awesome. Don't, you know, we jumped on the phone and we talked, and his story is amazing. But the lesson is, I realized that, you know, just, I wrote a blog post the other day. It's like, be open to be more open. So being more open turns out starting to open more doors for me. And I'm like, oh my God, like that is a huge lesson. And especially when you go on something like I'm doing, if you go on this trip or tour or whatever, the more open you are, it feels uncomfortable sometimes, things come to you, things will happen. And you're like, whoa, that never would have happened if I didn't write this blog post. That never would have happened if I didn't outwardly ask people, hey, can you help? Or do you know anyone? And I'm just learning that this is a process of being more open, and good things come to you. You know, obviously you have to be aware of a filter at least, or kind of double check who these people are. But that's a huge lesson for me in the last couple of weeks is, you know, being open has opened doors. And now I've, you know, been able to connect with people in other cities, and I've got people that are giving, essentially opening a room for me saying, hey, don't worry about it. We got you. And that's what the way that this trip is coming together.
That's awesome. I mean, I'm just so excited to to be joining you on the journey every week and following along. Yep. And it's just like so amazing to see. I'm just excited to see all the differences in all of the communities that you visit. And I mean, that's awesome that you got Dallas, Austin figured out. Yeah. And it's all coming together. And I think, yeah, you just, if you have belief on the journey and the road in front of you, even if you don't know where that road is taking you, and you'll get there and it's going to work out for you.
Yep. So on that note, I will be, let's see, today is the 25th, and I will be in Seattle basically 28th through the 2nd, so pretty much all next week. We have our Founders Live event on the 31st up in Seattle. It's going to be packed and fun and crazy, and so if you're able to make that, would love to see you, Connor, and then anyone that's listening, and then I head out that Saturday.
Okay. Perfect. Yeah. I know I can't make it. I'm shooting a video for one of my clients.
Oh yeah.
Unfortunately, I gotta like shoot this winter art show down in Columbia City. But maybe if you're free on Friday morning, maybe we record the podcast like in person or something.
Yeah, let's touch base on that. I'm definitely open for that. That'd be pretty cool.
Cool. Yeah, I'll talk to you later this week. But yeah, thank you as always for joining the show here this morning. And we will see you next week.
Sounds good, Connor.
See ya. Have a great weekend, Nick.
Peace.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.